For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Pending approval from the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, the College of the Ouachitas in Malvern will become Arkansas State University Three Rivers in January. The current president of the College of the Ouachitas is Dr. Stephen Rook, as he gives an update on the name change.
You know, we have to get approval through the Higher Learning Commission, who's our accrediting body, and of course, with any good bureaucracy, there's hurdles we have to jump, and we're doing that. We expect them to be on our campus end of October to look at whatever this transition is to them. Just unveiled our new name and logo, and that took probably about 3 months longer than I thought it would. But when you start talking about people's likes and dislikes, it gets a little complicated. So I think we've got something that everybody can rally around and a name that everybody understands. Trying to keep some of the history, trying to do something new and different with our branding and rebranding. So it's going well. It's finally starting to come together. It's finally starting to get to the point where it's smooth.
So if you don't mind, please tell us the name of that's been chosen for your institution, please.
Sure. As of January 1, when we get the approval, we will be Arkansas State University, Three Rivers. And though there are three rivers that run through our service area, the Caddo, the Saline, of course, the Ouachita. So we took that commonality within our region and put it into our name, and we have a new kind of clean logo from CJRW that we're very excited about, and so we will be ASU Three Rivers January 1.
So what was the process that you all did by way of you know, selections? I know that you said it took quite a while to be able to do something like that.
It's going to end up having taken about 6 months. We kind of had to do a reboot this summer. We had a couple of names come up that let's just say we had to move away from, and so I put together a little bit of a different committee with representation from all our different stakeholders. We got some new options on names, took it to that committee, and the Three Rivers really kind of rose to the top almost unanimously with that committee. And then we took some logo ideas, and this logo kind of did the same things. With that committee, it kind of rose to the top, and really unanimously everybody really liked the look. So we've surveyed our campus twice. We've had all kinds of focus groups and marketing research, but I think we're finally at the end. We got a name for January 1.
And we will, of course, put that logo on our website so people can see. But it's like a state of Arkansas, and you have, you know, kind of those three rivers that kind of go from, I'd say, from east to west, with the other rivers that are kind of going out of the western part of the logo. And there's one that's larger than the others, or one that's longer than the others, I guess.
Correct. And the one that is longer than the others is the Ouachita. It represents the Ouachita River, which runs through Malvern, which has been a part of our name since we began as a VOTEC. We've been Ouachita VOTEC, Ouachita Technical, College of the Ouachita, so we still wanted some sort of tip of the cap to the Ouachita River and the Ouachita name.
And I know you like this. I know you're excited about this.
I am. I really am. It's kind of, you know, College of the Ouachita has probably changed its name more than lots of other institutions, and it's always kind of difficult to go through that. But I think it gives us a great identity. It gives us something that we can really work with, and something that when people take a look at the logo, you see the name in the logo. It is Arkansas. It's Three Rivers. So, yeah, we're excited about it and getting to use it after the first year.
Yeah, I can see marketing opportunities and all sorts of things, too.
Absolutely. And yeah. CJRW has given us some options as far as branding on clothing and banners and business cards. And it's going to look really sharp.
So let's talk about how things are going so far. Kind of, you know, the academic year, you know, is underway, and that there. Kind of tell us about how things are going and kind of your goals as we go throughout the year, besides, of course, this change that's going to, you know, to the ASU system.
Sure. We have, of course, like everybody else, we've kind of had our enrollment numbers stabilized to where we know what we are, where we are. We're down a little bit, but probably 75% of our decrease has been from a couple of concurrent classes that we had out in our public schools. So we're going to be down, I think, as either Dr. Welch or Dr. Danfoss mentioned, about 2%, which is kind of what's happening across the country. We have another project going on that's very important to the college and the community. We purchased, because of some generous donors, we purchased the historic Ritz Theater. So we are working to get some architects in place, doing some grant work to renovate that historic building. And then on top of that, trying to work with the Higher Learning Commission on our approval for change of control for the college into the ASU system.
So So tell us about the Ritz Theater and then and what and how that's going to that's going to be awesome for the university.
It is. You know, it was built in 1938. It's a part of the Malvern Business Historic District, so it's on the National Historic Registry. It burned in 1948 and was reconstructed. At one time, it was one large open movie house, the old Grand Movie House. Back in the 80s, it got divided up, but we're going to try to blow it open. We're going to have one huge theater again. We'll show some movies, but a lot of it was going to be performing arts, plays, lectures, programs that we can have for the community, and that the community can bring stuff into the theater as well. So we're hoping to really do a whole lot of different things with it. It's going to take some time. We're going to try to apply for an ANCRC grant next year. But we really feel like it'll be a huge boost to downtown Malvern.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's definitely a huge boost of tourism and other things like that. Y'all already have a lot of things to offer anyway, but that's just one more feather in the cap.
Exactly. Yes, it's going to be we really are starting to see a lot of revitalization of our downtown. And we have a strong connection with a lot of people don't realize the theater and movie industry. You know, Billy Bob Thornton is from Malvern. Frank Bonner, who used to play Herb Tarlick on WKRP, is from Malvern. So we've got kind of a rich history of having connections. Tom Epperson, who's written dozens of movies. So we've got a connection to theater. We're hopefully going to take advantage of that and really display it for the community.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what are going to be some, as we take a look at the fall and the spring and this coming up, what are some of the goals that you have for this year?
Well, one of the other projects is, we're working with Saline County on this 140,000 square foot career and technical education campus in Saline County. And that's, we're hoping that we will break ground on that building in November. And that will bring approximately 500 technical students to ASU Three Rivers. And then in a couple of years, it'll be up to 1,100 students who are taking about 10 different technical programs right there in Saline County. So that's one of the things. And we want to take a look at enrollment, just like everybody else, to make sure we're maximizing all of our efforts in trying to increase our enrollment and increase our retention in our students. Also, one of the things that has been asked constantly with this new affiliation is, well, is that going to bring any four-year degrees to Malvern? And when we posted our new name and logo, that question was asked, and Dr. Danfus jumped in and responded to it, which has really gotten some buzz in the community. But we're hoping, and I certainly believe, and we've seen kind of a draft of what we're going to be able to do, but to bring four-year degrees to Malvern, where people don't have to leave Malvern to finish a four-year degree through ASU Jonesboro.
Yeah, that's going to, once again, this could be huge. I know that's one thing that he's been wanting to do by way of doing articulation agreements, across the system and other colleges and universities. That's going to be huge.
That's going to be huge for our area.
Yeah.
Even though we have a couple of 4 years that are 25 and 45 minutes away, people still really, as he said this morning, they want to go to school where they've been the last 2 years, park in the same parking spot, go in the same building, and stay home and not have to spend a lot of time on the road and finish up your degree. So it's going to be awesome for us.
Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add, please?
No, I tell you, I mentioned up there that we, even though it's not official until January 1, we have just been overwhelmed with the support that we've gotten from Dr. Welch and Shane Broadway and Julie Bates and Jeff Hankins and Brad and Wendy in the legal area, and Henry Torres here on the Jonesboro campus. He's helping me trying to take a look at what we need as far as our IT. So the resources and the support and everything that's come along with this affiliation has been priceless for us.
Dr. Stephen Rook is the president of the College of the Ouachitas in Malvern, which will become Arkansas State University Three Rivers in January. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.